Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am Ian Robert Giardinelli, G-I-A-R-D-I-N-E-L-L-I. Robert Giardinelli is a 41-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 2-1-23. Period. A truck driver pulled a truck off of a loading dock while he was mid-lift using a Johnson bar to lift frozen cases of food. Period. He then would transfer them to the dolly. Period. The Johnson bar is 6.5 feet long. Period. This impact caused him to be jolted up off the ground. Period. As a result, he believes he sustained a rupture of the left distal biceps and also injured both shoulders and the lower back. Period. He did undergo surgery on 2/28/23 to repair the biceps. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment as of 8/17/23. Period. In paragraph, he does give more specifics, stating he was on a dock plate in a partially squatted position when lifting a case. Period. The truck pulled away, and then he fell on his knees and onto his buttocks. Period. He fell between the truck and the dock and injured his left biceps. Period. He claims that after surgery, he developed a postoperative infection. Period. He had a second surgery, and the surgeon, quote, hit a nerve, period, end quote. Since then, he complains of numbness and tingling in his left forearm along its radial aspect. Period. He also complains of returning to work too soon without enough therapy. Period. He was made at MMI on 8/17/23 and worked light duty through 9/12/23. Period. In paragraph, per the record supplied on 2/8/23, he had an MRI of the left upper extremity to be inserted here. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Salvo, S-A-L-V-O, on 2/21/23. Period. He learned he was on the back of a truck unloading something heavy, and the truck moved. Period. He then fell while holding onto a pry bar that he was using and felt acute onset of pain in his left elbow and biceps region. Period. He also fell onto his buttocks. Period. He had seen Dr. Neely, capital N-E-E-L-Y, who ordered an MRI of the humerus. Period. He was evaluated and the x-rays of the elbow were negative done in the office. Period. He was diagnosed with a distal biceps rupture as well as elbow pain. Period. He was referred to Dr. Austin for surgical consultation. Period. He did see Dr. Keneally, K-E-N-N-E-A-L-L-Y, on 2/14/23. Period. His impression was rupture of the left biceps tendon. Period. He also ordered a repeat MRI in anticipation of surgical intervention. Period. In the paragraph, he was seen by Dr. Austin on 2/23/23. Period. He noted the MRI he brought in confirmed a left distal biceps rupture with retraction. Period. X-rays of the elbow done in the office showed no fracture or dislocation nor arthritis. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 2/28/23, Dr. Austin performed surgery to be inserted, period. More specifically, he had distal biceps reconstruction for a postoperative diagnosis of distal biceps tear. Pretty followed up with Dr. Austin postoperatively and also participated in physical therapy. Period. He saw physician assistant Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, on 3/16/23 and was placed on a 1-pound lifting restriction. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Austin on 3/27/23. Period. He claimed over the weekend he had drainage from his anterior distal biceps wound and there was purulence. Period. He denied fever or chills. Period. He stated this started on Friday and drained over the weekend. Period. He was not having any real problems before that and was doing well with therapy. Period. Due to his wound drainage, Dr. Austin recommended additional surgical intervention. Period. On 3/29/23, he performed left elbow sharp excisional debridement of the anterior incision. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left elbow draining anterior incision, comma status post left distal biceps reconstruction. Period. Dr. Austin monitored his care postoperatively through 7/20/23. Period. His pain score was 0/10, but he was doing well, but needed another month of therapy to get his strength back for work. Period exam found full range of motion of the elbow with flexion and extension. Period, he could supinate to 55 degrees and pronate to 50 degrees. Period, he has a palpable intact distal biceps tendon with no signs of infection. Period. After an additional month of therapy, it was anticipated he would be released to full duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He focused on his pain complaints, specifically about the left arm. Period. He was animated and demonstrative. Period. He claimed to have researched the potential complications even before his surgery. But nevertheless, at night period, these included numbness and tingling that he claims to have experienced afterwards. Period. He states he is, quote, still not recovered, end quote, in his left arm. Period. This is more specifically involves internal and external rotation of the left elbow. Period. He used medical jargon frequently. Period. With his left elbow flexed, he showed how he has decreased external rotation, but this was full when he was supine. Scratch that, when the arm was supine. Period. There was heel surgical scarring posteriorly about the left elbow, measuring 1.5 inches. Period. In the left antecubital area was a 2-inch healed scar. Period. He had markedly decreased pronation and moderately decreased supination. Period. He complained of a burning sensation with pinprick testing on the distal left radius. Period. However, sensation was intact throughout except for the left thumb. Period. He complained of his symptoms with his left arm flexed to 90 degrees. Period. There was a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. He also had callus formation bilaterally. Period. Motion of the left upper extremity was variable. Period. Shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L4. Period. He was able to accomplish this fully with the hand supinated, but it was decreased in pronation that he wanted to demonstrate. Period. He had full passive range of motion at the left elbow. Period. He first resisted pronation and later had guarding with supination also. occurred at times he had full range of motion in both pronation and supination when distracted. Period. Motion of the wrists and fingers was full on all three of us without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. New paragraph, he placed himself in a Buddha, B-U-D-D-H-A type arm position with his elbows flexed at 90 degrees. Pretty then demonstrated pronation and supination on his own volition, and there was not reproducible range of motion, although he believes they demonstrated decreases. Period. Impressions. Robert Giardinelli was injured at work on 2/1/23 while unloading frozen food, and the truck he was unloading them from pulled away. Period. He was using a Johnson bar that is used to lift cases and place them on a dolly. Period. He claims that he fell between the truck and the dock. Although he was partially squatted on the dock plate. Period. He had an MRI of the left upper extremity on 2/18/23 to be inserted here. Pretty then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Salvo, beginning 2/21/23. Period. He was seen by Dr. Keneally and then Dr. Austin. Period. His first surgery was done on 2/28/23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively but developed an infection about the incision. Period. Accordingly, a second surgery was done on 3/29/23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with therapy 3/7/20/23. Period. At that juncture, his clinical exam was quite benign. Period. Range of motion had returned. Period. He had full flexion and extension. Period. He could supinate 55 degrees and pronate to 50 degrees. Period. An additional month of physical therapy was ordered. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Giardinelli did find signs of his biceps surgical repairs. Period. There was a rough texture and callus formation on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There were numerous inconsistencies as noted above. Period. He was quite animated and appeared eager to demonstrate his limitations and symptomatology. Period. New paragraph. We actually need to include lower extremity exam in the physical exam section. But there was a healed open surgical scar about the left knee, consistent with ACL repair. Period. Left hip motion was full, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm or back. Period. He has made an excellent functional recovery as demonstrated in his ability to continue in the job force as a carpenter. Period. He also does stretching and home workouts on a daily basis. Period. He also participates in additional upper extremity stressful activities, including fishing, boating, golf, and bowling. Period. And that is the end.